Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Figures released to the Irish Road Haulage Association show that just under 380,000 learner drivers are on Irish roads. And the president of the Irish Road Haulage Association, Ger Hyland, says this is adding to what he believes is a general deterioration in driver behaviour. He wants to see faster access to driving tests. Well, this week, our reporter, Brian O'Connell, spent a morning with Ger driving from Portlaoise to Dublin. And Brian is with us now. So, Brian, there are issues here that the Irish Road Haulage president wants to highlight, but will you first tell us about the numbers of learner permits on our roads?
Yes, good morning, Claire. Road Safety Authority confirmed 378,652 learner permit holders in the country. That's an increase, I estimate, of about 145,000 since 2019. Now, the figures coincide with recently released figures by Gardaí, which show an increase in some counties in the number of learner drivers caught driving unaccompanied. The IRHA, that's the Irish Road Haulage Association, they say an inadequate and backlogged testing regime is forcing young drivers out on our roads. They don't have a full licence and they don't, in some cases, have supervising drivers. They're concerned for the safety of hauliers that they represent who are coming across inexperienced drivers on a daily basis, they say, on Irish roads.
So to get a sense of that, you went out with Ger Hyland in his truck to see firsthand some of what he's concerned about.
I hopped in the truck with Ger Hyland. He's obviously president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. He's a well-known haulier himself. He's been driving professionally, he told me, for over four decades. So the members he represents, Claire, have several issues around driver behaviour. So I got into the truck, we left Portlaoise just before 8 a.m. and we headed in towards Dublin City.
We are in Portlaoise now this morning. We're heading on to the motorway to go towards Dublin. We are driving in a Scania. It's an S-Line 580 Scania.
We're pretty high up on the road.
We're probably about 6 or 7 foot off the road.
So what are you seeing, Ger? You're seeing more bad driver behaviour, essentially.
We're seeing more bad driver behaviour. We're seeing people taking chances where they shouldn't be taking chances. We're finding that people have not a clue how to use roundabouts.
As a result, there are more accidents involving trucks, and that's where you have the concern.
This is where we have the concern. There is certainly more accidents involving trucks. This truck, not by choice but by necessity, is completely fitted with cameras everywhere. Every side of this truck, the front and the back, is all covered by cameras, because with the amount of claims, some fictitious, some not fictitious, we had to fit cameras to all our vehicles. The camera never lies. You're either right or you're wrong.
Well, it didn't take long, Brian, before you saw some poor behaviour.
Within a few minutes, really, Claire, of setting out, we saw the first of, I suppose, what were multiple driving issues, from no seatbelts, phone use, erratic driving, people going across various lanes and so on, as you'll hear in this clip.
There is a lady there now on the fast lane, gone past us with no seatbelt. And I would have started driving 40, 45 years ago at this stage. And the car that I was driving at the time was a Fiat 128. 40, 50 mile an hour was your maximum speed. Any small car out there at the present time is well capable of doing 100 miles an hour.
So we're just coming up to junction 14 here.
Yeah, we've seen a person going up here on my right hand side with no seatbelt on and a mobile phone to the rear.
Tell me about the industry at the moment, Jeremy. I mean, we've come through Brexit, or have we come through Brexit? I mean, what's your assessment of where the industry is at?
Our industry at the present time is on its knees. Drivers are a massive problem. We're now bringing drivers in from South Africa. Every driver on the roads here has to do their CPC course, which is professional driving. I'm still looking at course content that I looked at 20 years ago, while all these vehicles have safety features on them now that were unheard of back in them days. You see, this driver where he came up off the M9 and over the chicane, he just cut straight out in front of us.
So that was the situation there. You're driving along, you're well under the speed limit and suddenly someone cuts in on the left-hand side in front of you. You have to have your wits about you.
Absolutely. Just cut straight from where the M9 joins the M7, straight across in front of me and straight over onto the fast lane on the outside.
So that's just some of the initial driver behaviour we came across, Claire. I mean, that could have been potentially a very dangerous situation. An issue as well that you're going to hear in this clip was a tractor that we came across driving on the motorway. And Ger Hyland wanted to highlight this. He feels it's a significant issue, he says, for truck drivers who have to slow down a huge amount, sometimes to well under 50 kilometres an hour when they come across a tractor.
There's a guy there pulled in on the hard margin. And the reason he is pulled in on the hard margin, there is nowhere for trucks to come off this motorway and park up. He's pulled in there on the hard margin, which he is not supposed to do, but out of necessity, he really doesn't have a choice.
With the mobile phones, sure, should there be something to prevent people texting, for example? I know there is some technology. I mean, should car manufacturers be doing more?
Absolutely. Like, I personally would have seen laptops left up on the dash cars, iPads left up on the dash cars, and they're watching a movie as they're driving along.
And have you seen a big deterioration in driver behaviour in the past few years?
We have. We're just after passing a 3.5-ton open back truck with the load unsecured in the truck and the driver with no seatbelt.
So this is someone who's driving for a living?
That's correct, yes. Here we are now, we have a tractor on the motorway.
What's your issue with the tractors?
I am now doing 60 kilometres an hour and we are well past that tractor. He is supposed to have a 50 kilometre box in that tractor. He's driving along there at the present time at 30 kilometres. This is a huge, huge danger on our roads. A car driving up behind that guy, he's doing 30 kilometres an hour. The car is doing a minimum 100 kilometres an hour. It really is a recipe for disaster.
Do you feel there shouldn't be tractors on the motorway?
Absolutely. They have no place on the motorway.
No place on the motorway, says Ger. And you asked the IFA, Brian, whether they agree that tractors shouldn't be on the motorway. What did they say to you?
Well, the IFA said tractors that travel on the motorway are equipped for speeds above 50 kilometres per hour. In most cases, they say the journey is local, so the time spent on the motorway is short. And the IFA will oppose any move to drive tractors off the motorway. So that's the IFA's response. Now, finally, just in case, Claire, where people are listening saying, well, I've seen truck drivers who have been engaged in some poor behaviour. We did come across some instances where truck drivers were also not wearing seatbelts, for example, using mobile phones while driving, and Ger Hyland said he wasn't going to stand over this kind of behaviour, as you'll hear.
There is a coach driver there now, we're after passing by. He's driving a 55-seater coach and he has no seatbelt.
Just passing Junction 5 here now, and as you said, traffic building a little bit more. It's just coming up to 9 a.m. now, so I suppose peak traffic time, and already we've seen quite a number of incidents. There's a driver on the left there was staring at their phone while driving at the same time. The phone was on the seat on the left-hand side beside her. Phones, seatbelts, and then people just bad driving, crossing lanes, not giving enough time.
Crossing lanes. Here we have a truck driver overtaking us on with no seatbelt. I'm not here to defend or try and defend the indefensible. If a person is not adhering to the law, well, I certainly won't be fighting their case. And I'm not sitting up here this morning either to tell you I'm whiter than white. I'm far from it.
I mean, we've seen a mix of it this morning. Seatbelts, people on the phone, crossing over lanes, not really looking. So that's typical of what you're seeing on a daily basis.
This is typical of what our drivers have to deal with on a daily basis. You know, really the standard of driving, as I said earlier on, especially at roundabouts, nobody seems to know how to use a roundabout.
And all of this is putting added pressure on your drivers?
Well, it's putting added pressure on our drivers, it's putting added stress on our drivers. There's only 2% of Irish roads motorways. The rest of them are all regional roads. Our drivers are on the regional roads more often than they're on motorways. These people have family lives, they have to go home, they have to live with what they see. It really, you know, it really does have an effect.
So that's Ger there. Back to the point, though, about the large number of learner drivers on the roads. You got in touch with the Road Safety Association. What did they have to say?
Well, they confirmed that there's been an unprecedented demand in recent years. The number of applications for a driving test has increased significantly since 2021. So as we said, just under 380,000 learner permit holders are on the roads at the moment. There is a recruitment campaign for new driver testers. I think they're looking to hire an additional 70, Claire. So they say really as the new recruits join the service, the waiting times will reduce significantly, they'd say, towards the end of the year.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. Our reporter Brian O'Connell there. Still to come in the next hour, the latest from the Grandpa Gang trial in Paris, accused of carrying out a terrifying robbery on Kim Kardashian in her hotel room. How has your pension been impacted by Donald Trump's tariffs? And if thinking about your pension makes you feel like escaping for a while, Shane Bergen takes us on a tour of the planets. That's coming up later too. But next, some dogs are so sad they're being prescribed what's being termed puppy Prozac. We'll find out why after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.